President Bush visited the Bureau of Public Debt in West Virginia last week, another stop in his campaign to promote private or personal accounts as a way to change Social Security. Mr. Bush's idea has met public skepticism and almost unanimous opposition from Democrats. Challenged by Republicans to come up with an alternative, Democrats have refused. It's a risky political strategy, but one that so far appears to be working. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
This spring, a group called Progress for America Voter Fund spent $1 million to run this ad on cable TV.
President Bush wants to rescue Social Security. He asked for all ideas to be put on the table. Can you think of any ideas that National Democrats have offered? Go. Democrats have no solutions for Social Security. None.
That message that Democrats should themselves come up with a plan to, as the spot says, rescue Social Security has been echoed by Republican lawmakers, including Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum.
I'd like to see one Democrat idea. That's what I'm looking for. I would ask Senator Reid when the Democrats are going to come forward and present some ideas as to how they're going to solve the problem that now 70% of the American public believes need to be addressed.
Now, the administration itself has not submitted a formal proposal on Social Security, and while a few rank-and-file GOP lawmakers have drafted their own plans, none has yet been endorsed by congressional leaders. But where are the Democrats? Well, so far they've refused to rise to the Republican bait. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says his party's goal is first and foremost to block the Bush proposal, then he says Democrats will talk.
If we do nothing with Social Security, people receive 100% of the benefits for the next 45 years approximately. But we're willing, if he takes privatization off the table, to do things to stabilize it in those out years. But Social Security is not in crisis.
Republicans may quibble with Reid's rosy prognosis for the future of Social Security, but President Bush has himself admitted that his efforts to create private accounts won't fix the long-term solvency of the program. Some Democrats are more willing than others to enter into a dialogue with the administration about fixes for Social Security. Senator Ben Nelson from the overwhelmingly Republican state of Nebraska is among them. Nelson, who is up for re-election in 2006, says Democrats have a responsibility to contribute, but even he argues the president should go first.
I think we can participate in that process, but to automatically come up with a plan, I'm not sure is the way in which we should operate. The president was reelected. The president sets the agenda, and I think the White House and the administration must come forward with a plan. I believe they will.
Most Democrats take a harder line, hammering at the president's proposal as privatization. Sander Levin represents a solidly Democratic district in Detroit's suburbs.
We're ready to sit down once we've resolved this issue. Is the center of this approach privatization or not? Because privatization over time means the replacement of Social Security with privatization. And we've got to dispose of that.
That approach seems to be working. Polls have shown a continued resistance among voters of both parties to Mr. Bush's proposal, and there appears to be no momentum on Capitol Hill, even among Republicans, behind passing any kind of a bill this year. Political analyst John Pitney of Claremont McKenna College in California says the Democrats' strategy, attacking the Bush plan and not offering an alternative, isn't hurting them, at least not yet.
Politically, it is not a negative for the Democrats. Most Americans don't see any immediate crisis and therefore don't see any immediate need for fundamental change in the system. On the other hand, it's not a plus for the Democrats either because one of the problems they have is uncertainty about where they stand for as a party.
But if there is one thing Democrats say they do stand for, it's protecting Social Security, the most successful social program in the history of the world, as Senate Democratic Leader Reid calls it. Republicans insist they are the only ones who are actually doing anything to save Social Security. Democrats or banking voters will prefer no plan to what they insist is a faulty one. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.